You're getting ready to add a barrel house, right? Because what Omelet was getting ready to ask you about is that we've tried to stop in since we've been there. I mean, we want to keep coming back, but we live here in Traverse City, so we go to a few places where we like to buy our spirits. And the one place we stopped at, the guy goes, I can't even keep that the maple bourbon in stock. He goes, like, I get a case of it, and it's like people have already pre-bought it from me. And so, but that's going to all change with this new barrel house, right?
It is going to change. Well, our ability to put up whiskey and have that available to people will change dramatically. And actually, that's a near-term thing. Our whole production of that is going to be very, very ramped up beginning in late April of this year, and people will be seeing it much more widely available in the marketplace. But that barrel house is going to be able to have us have up 5 years of whiskey that we'll be able to turn over. So it's same size as the existing building that we have up right now. So it's a massive building.
I don't understand how you guys could be so patient when you have to wait a year for some of this to age. I mean, of course, if you have it prematurely, it's not going to be good, and there's
really
a reason for aging.
It's really kind of a silly business to be in, because we can't sell half of what we make, you know, because half of what we make, we're aging.
Right, and you have to wait. Patience is a virtue, I guess,
But, you know,
in this business.
That's what a fantastic cocktail program is all about, because when you come in and you try our cocktails, and you see what Sarah and her team has been doing with fresh ingredients and the cocktail garden, and we can definitely make the wait worth it.
I don't want to badmouth any name brands that you've known your whole life. They're all been fine, and they served their purpose up until now. But people have such a pride in Michigan products, and this is the next one. And I want to tell everybody, shout from the rooftops, that Iron Fish Distillery is what you're going to look for, and it's Michigan. And these guys are from here, and they're Youpers and downstaters, and now everybody's in Benzie County. And you got to go and see this facility. I am praying for warmer water just to get the snow out of the way. And to see the grain being raised, I know that you guys use a lot of Michigan grains and rye and things like that, and that's something very important to you. You have to be particular about it, because that's the main ingredient. Could you talk about the process?
Yeah, so, you know, we have actually partnerships with about 10 farms, including the Upper Peninsula. So we're actually aging a whiskey right now made from grain that is paired with our grain from a farm in the Upper Peninsula. So we are working with about 10 farms, sourcing both winter wheat and rye, barley. We're working with the local malt houses. Corn. We're actually working with several of the breweries here in Traverse City, the filling station. They've been doing some great stout aging with our barrels. We've brought that back, and then we've stouted bourbons with their barrels. So the collaboration in this region has been amazing.
And they have fantastic pizza, too.
So you're sourcing from several different farms, as you mentioned. Are you growing some things? Like, I know you grow some of the things you use for the cocktails you make, but are you growing any of the grains at all on your farm?
We harvested about 70,000 pounds of grain from our farm last year. So that volume will go up this year, actually. And at Dan's farm, our distiller, we're going to be growing some corn down there for our production. That'll be kind of our sister farm. So, yeah, I mean, 70,000 pounds of grain sounds like, you know, that should take care of it. But if you're working with about 1,100 pounds of grain per batch, you can go through some grain pretty quickly. But, yeah, the grain that comes from our farm is not insignificant in our production. It's just not all of the grain in our production.
And what about, you have like an herb garden for your cocktails?
Yeah, it's been really, that's been amazing, because, you know, right there on the farm, we're able to get all of these fresh ingredients. We also have some people that work with us that are great at putting food by, as farmers like us used to say, canning and jarring. So we're making a lot of ingredients that we use in our own program there, as well as foraging things from our woods on our farm.
And I need to know about the mint, because there's an event that we're coming to where mint is going to be a key ingredient, and I want to make sure that they're going to be ready.
Well, I can't guarantee you that on May 5th, Derby Day, when you have on your finest, I can't wait to see that bow tie, It's going to be all mint from the farm. There will be some mint from the farm, but it takes a lot of mint to get us through Derby Day. We'll have to go get some from our neighbors with some of their greenhouses.
Sure, absolutely, yes.
We're talking to Sarah and Richard Anderson, who are half of the owners of the Iron Fish Distillery. And when we come back, I want to ask you about you know, just your love for this product. I mean, you go overseas. I mean, going to Scotland to taste various spirits. I mean, that's pretty dedicated to the craft. At first, I guess it was just a pleasure, but you went there with the intention of sampling some spirits.
It was
right?
a complete surprise. Sarah just gave me a gift for my birthday, so wasn't even planning to do it.
But what was you must have been a spirits drinker in the past.
She recognized that I had an unusual and interest in whiskey, and thought that would be a good present for me to do.
But I gave him the gift of just getting, which is a gift to give a lot of people who are spirit imbibers. I got him out of just the Scotch lane. There's nothing wrong with barley whiskey, and it's a matter of fact, we love barley whiskey, but peated whiskeys, but there's so much in the whiskey world. We all know that. So different grains, different, you know, different configurations, different mash bills, different barreling. There's so much. The whiskey world is so broad. So Richard really got an expanded view of what that was all about. And I think he's now he's quite the bourbon man.
Now you have the niche right here in northern Michigan in Benzie County. Are you guys technically in Benzie or is it Manistee?
We're technically in Manistee. We're right over the County Line Road. And
right over.
We love it that we're claimed by both, though, because we are. It makes us so happy.
And it's Dzebanek Road. Zabanek Road?
Yep.
There's a D, but it's Dzebanek.
Strudonsky Road or Dzebanek Road, and we're 2 miles south of Crystal Mountain.
Right, and it's easy to find. And when you get to that intersection where Crystal Mountain is, you just go south a little bit, and you'll see the road prominently on the right. And then you go down that road, and then it's heaven on earth.
There's no way you and I could be in that business. We'd drink up all the profits.
No, you know why,
we would drink it all up.
Is that when you're in the tasting room, you're drinking it completely straight, and I'm like, mixers would be an insult to this stuff. Honestly, that's what I told you that day. So you're just like, okay, I understand that. You just put a little bit of rye.
You can just add a couple of drops of bitters into a white rum and turn it into a really flavorful summer cocktail. There's all sorts of tricks that we teach people.
And you have a bar there where you can order the specialty drinks that go along with this that you have designed for this. It's wonderful. It really is, guys. Summertime destination. You got friends and family in town. You're looking for a beautiful location for a wedding or a party or graduation. Well, maybe college graduation. Iron Fish Distillery. We were in the studio with Richard and Sarah Anderson, and they're great people, and I really like people to go out there and support them. Again, go to the website, and we'll come back for another segment. IronFishDistillery.com, and at the top you can find out where to get this, okay? It's Omelet and Coats. It's Friday. It's snowing outside. Please be careful on the roads.